Thank you and good afternoon. In an announcement made earlier today, charges will not be filed against Timothy Gray, the California Highway Patrol officer who shot and killed Richard Estrada in self-defense in December of 2014. Gray responded to the scene of a broken power pole that was struck by Estrada's vehicle on Highway 299 near Willow Creek. Gray contacted Estrada, who was sitting in his vehicle at the time, and once Gray turned his back, Estrada brutally attacked him with a machete. Gray discharged 11 shots from his firearm in self-defense, striking Estrada multiple times. He then radioed in assistance after he was able to get inside his patrol vehicle. An additional officer along with medical personnel responded to the scene, and Estrada would later succumb to his injuries. Gray suffered numerous injuries to his left forearm and face and underwent surgery at UC Davis Medical Center. A toxicology screen of Estrada's blood revealed that he had elevated levels of marijuana and lithium in his system at the time of the incident. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is looking for an unknown suspect responsible for the shooting of a man and a woman on Wade Road in Alder Point Wednesday night. Deputies and medical personnel responded to the scene and contacted the victims who sustained major injuries in the shooting. Both were airlifted to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. Deputies searched the immediate area for the shooter, but they were unable to locate the suspect and remains at large. Anyone with information regarding the incident is asked to contact authorities. It almost marks one entire year since the Arcata Fire Station on 9th Street began undergoing new renovations, and to celebrate National Fire Prevention Week, the Arcata Fire District will hold their annual open house and safety fair at their newly renovated building. To go along with providing fire safety tips and exploring a U.S. Coast Guard rescue boat, the public is invited to get an hourly tour of the new station. Renovations to the fire station located in McKinleyville is expected to begin in the late fall and could be completed sometime in the summer of 2016. Once completed, the Arcata Fire District's administrative office will be moved to that station. New mining licenses along the Smith River face opposition. Dan Squire has more.
North Coast Congressman Jared Huffman and Oregon Representative Peter DeFazio issued a statement on Wednesday outlining their opposition to the issuance of new mining licenses for operations on the Smith River. The two congressmen are the authors of the Southwest Oregon Watershed and Salmon Protection Act that would prevent a foreign company from opening nickel mining operations on the North Fork of the Smith. The lawmakers are concerned about the pollution on the river that provides water for more than 28,000 residents and that threatens salmon species and habitats. The original bill is also aimed at updating the Mining Act of 1872 that still allows private companies to mine public lands with no compensation for the public. The congressman's statement read in part, "We represent a region rich in natural resources, and we have grave concerns about the potential for serious damage to one of our prized rivers."
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When driving on the roadways in Humboldt County, you not only have to remain vigilant of your whereabouts and other vehicles, but you have to be on the lookout for pedestrians who jaywalk across city streets or highways. The most recent incident came early Sunday morning, when a pedestrian who crossed the traffic lanes of Highway 101 was fatally struck by a driver who was unable to see the victim. Sheriff Mike Downey sees individuals on highways and city streets frequently, and he thinks there are reasons for this occurrence.
They'll walk out, they don't care what traffic's coming. They feel that everyone's going to stop for them, and I think it's a combination of those two scenarios I talked about earlier, our mentally ill who are out here and are living amongst us that have no place to stay or go or services provided, and those that just are challenging authority to the hilt, and they don't care about anyone else but their little bubble around them.
Downey went on to say that increasing enforcement of jaywalking always comes down to one thing, budgeting.
I know a couple of years ago, the Highway Patrol put out a pretty strong message that they were going to really start cutting down on the jaywalkers and so forth in and around the Eureka area on the state corridor through Eureka. I don't know if they ever did, but I would, and maybe they did, but I wish they would do it again if they had the funding to do that. A lot of it comes down to funding. Do they have the officers or the people to really cut down on that?
For the drivers who end up hitting those who walk on the highway or illegally cross city streets, unfortunately have to face the aftermath of that experience. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.